Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 8, The Exclusivity of Bhakti. Whoever engages in devotional service of the Lord in full Krishna consciousness becomes freed of all debts to the sages, demigods, and forefathers to whom everyone is generally indebted. This is confirmed in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Devarshi Bhutapta Nirnang Pritrinam Nakinkaro Nayam Rani Charajan Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Pahihritya Kartam. Whoever fully engages in the service of the Lord, O King, is no longer indebted to the demigods, sages, other living entities, one's relatives, the forefathers, or to any man. Every man, just after birth, immediately becomes indebted to so many people, and one is expected to discharge many kinds of ritualistic functions because of this indebtedness. However, if one is fully surrendered unto Krishna, there is no such obligation. One becomes free from all debts. But it should be carefully noted, however, that when a person gives up all other duties and simply takes to the transcendental service of Krishna, he or she has no desire and is not subjected to or likely to perform any sinful activities. If, however, he or she does perform any sinful activities, not willfully but by chance, Krishna still gives one all protection. And it is not necessary for one to purify him or herself by any other method other than devotional service. And this is confirmed in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Svapadamulam bhajata priyasya chaktanya bhavasya hari pareshaha vikarma yachchot patitam katanchid dunoti sarvam riddhi sannivishtaha. The devotee who is fully engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord is protected by the Supreme Person. But in the case that he or she unintentionally commits some sinful activities or is obliged to act sinfully under certain circumstances, God, situated within one's heart, gives one all protection. The processes of speculative knowledge and renunciation are not actually the chief items for elevation in devotional service. One does not have to take to the principles of nonviolence and sense control, although there are rules and regulations for acquiring these qualities in the other processes. For without even practicing these processes, the devotee develops all good qualities simply by discharging devotional service to the Lord. Indeed, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna himself says, Tasman mad bhakti yuktasya yogino vai mad atmanaha nagyanam nacha vairagyam praya shreyo bhave iha. There is no necessity to cultivate speculative knowledge and renunciation if one is actually engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 8, The Exclusivity of Bhakti. Recorded August 2, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Hara Twang Sangsaram Drutataram Asaram Surapate Hara Twang Papanang Vitating Aparang Yadava Pate Aho Dine Nate Nihita Charano Nishchitam Idam Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. O Lord of the demigods, please quickly remove this useless material existence which I am undergoing. O Lord of the Yadus, please destroy this vast, shoreless ocean of sins. Alas, this is certain. Lord Jagannath bestows his lotus feet upon those who feel themselves fallen and who have no shelter in this world save for him. Oh, may that Jagannatha Swami be the object of my vision. Jagannatha Ashtakam Punyam Yappapet Prayatak Shuchi Sarva Papa Vishuddhatma Vishnu Lokam Sagachati. The self-restrained virtuous soul who recites these eight verses glorifying Lord Jagannath becomes cleansed of all sins and duly proceeds to the abode of Lord Vishnu.